VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Fighting broke out in Yemen's key port city of Hodeidah Monday, even as efforts toward a ceasefire accelerated. Both the Houthi militia group and Saudi Arabia are expressing support for peace efforts in Yemen, even as the fighting between the Saudi-led coalition and the militants, militias, that is, appears to continue on the ground. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab media reported some scattered pockets of fighting around the key Red Sea port city of Hodeidah Monday, despite pledges from both the Houthi militia group and Saudi Arabia to accept UN calls for a ceasefire. The coalition has been waging war against the rebel Houthis to restore Yemen's internationally recognized government to power. Saudi coalition spokesman Colonel Turki al-Maliki told journalists in Riyadh Monday that the coalition supports all efforts by UN envoy Martin Griffiths to bring peace to Yemen, but that fighting was continuing in Hodeidah and the Houthis attempted to launch a missile into Saudi territory overnight, although it fell inside Yemen.
The chairman of the Nissan automobile company, Carlos Ghosn, is to be dismissed after an internal investigation triggered by a whistleblower and after he was arrested.
Nissan says an internal investigation found chairman and CEO Carlos Ghosn underreported his income. Japanese broadcaster NHK and the Kyoto News Service say Ghosn earned about $89 million over a five-year period, but reported it as half that. Ghosn's alleged misconduct includes personal use of company assets. Nissan confirms Ghosn was arrested after being questioned by Tokyo prosecutors.
Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas. This is VOA News.